Welcome back to the Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio. Before the break, Emma Houghton from Berry & Lambert explained the importance of making a will and why instructing a solicitor is beneficial. Thanks for joining us again, Emma. So the process of making a will, it can be daunting to some people. Talk us through the process.
Well, at Berry & Lambert, we appreciate that it can be quite a difficult process. So we try to make that as simplistic as we can. What we do is I will initially speak to someone who's a potential client, book an appointment, and then in advance of a meeting where we meet face to face to discuss potentially the drafting, we send out a questionnaire. And that is to get the clients to think about the information we'll need to be able to draft their will properly and effectively. Because it can be quite a minefield. There are certain things you need to know to make sure that the drafting is correct, to make sure the wishes are correct. So we ask for various details. We consider, for example, who they would like to administer the estate, which will be the executors. You'll have to consider quite wide issues to make sure the drafting is correct. For example, if there's young children involved, who would they like to be in respect of the guardians of the children if something happened to both of the couple? We then ask, for example, the assets and liabilities, because that can be quite a minefield in relation to drafting. Make sure we are aware of all the assets. Firstly, to make sure that all the assets do fall under the estate if that's what the person or persons want under the terms of their will. So we make sure we don't miss any of the assets and that everything is dealt with. It can also help to get an idea of the family background. So we ask for almost a family tree. And that can help us with the drafting, because when you are drafting a will, you can take instructions as to whom they would like to get the estate. However, it can highlight other issues. For example, if it's a second marriage and there are children from separate marriages, how do they want to deal with the estate in that respect? Have they thought about, would they like to leave that absolutely to the surviving spouse? Or alternatively, some people want to ring fence. So if you're not asking the right questions at the initial meeting, then actually your drafting's not going to be correct. And that's why it's so important to get all this background information, A, through sort of the questionnaire, but then at the meeting itself, because you are able to do something such as ring fence, so you can consider a lifetime trust for a surviving spouse, and then ring fence for your individual children. So it's really important. You can segregate the estate. And if you don't know what's in the estate, how are you going to be able to do that? If there's property, you can separate the property from the rest of the estate. So it's really important. Having an idea of what's in the estate as well and the family issues can also help with inheritance tax planning, which is why if a will is drafted incorrectly, you may not be taking full advantage of the financial benefits you can have as regards allowances to avoid inheritance tax. For example, each individual has their own inheritance tax allowance, and you can make most of that if you are passing to a surviving spouse and then down to children. You may have the benefit of what's called a residential allowance as well, and that's called the residential nil rate band. If people aren't aware of that, or even as lawyers, if we are not asking the questions and drafting to make sure that the financial and the planning side does not coincide with the wishes, or you don't make your clients aware that they could be missing out effectively on some allowances by leaving it to other individuals, then you're not doing your job properly, effectively. So it's important to consider all of these points.
That's really helpful. I think it can be a bit of a minefield for people, so it's really good to have a solicitor to hold your hand through the process. Once the will has been drawn up and you have to decide on who the executors are going to be, I know that can be a bit of a political hot potato amongst family, but why is it so important?
It's really important for a number of reasons. First of all, I think you've got to think about who you effectively trust to manage and carry out your wishes. And there's a number of times you have to consider that quite in detail with your clients. In some cases, for example, you have to think about the family dynamics. There can be, for example, a child or children who maybe are more administrative minded than another. And I think that's down to the clients, and you need to go through that with them on their family situation and spend some time thinking, who do they feel is most appropriate, because actually they will have the background. And part of your job actually as a solicitor is making sure that process is gone through and they consider that. There may be an estrangement in the family. So again, who is going to be most appropriate to do that? And are they going to be effectively up to the task if someone has been excluded from the will? Could there potentially be a claim against the estate? And if so, is the person appointed as executor up to the task, or feel competent that they could actually take advice to make sure everything is dealt with correctly? The second thing I would always say is to think about actually the age of your executors. For example, you can have a client who comes in and they have siblings and they feel potentially they could be the most appropriate, but they may be 10, 15 years older. And you have to think further down the line, are these people still going to be the most appropriate? So you have to think a bit further, not just if something happens perhaps at this time, but hopefully something isn't going to happen for a long time. And are you still going to feel that person or persons are going to be the most appropriate to manage? And I think what I would say in that case is you should also consider a substitute executor or executor. So if your first choice cannot act, have you got a backup to consider who you would feel appropriate to step in that respect?
That's so helpful, Em. Honestly, you've answered so many questions, also thrown up a few things to think about for our listeners. So if you want to approach the very friendly and knowledgeable team at Berry & Lamberts, do get in touch via their website. It is berryandlamberts.co.uk. They have offices in Tunbridge Wells, Paddock Wood and Sevenoaks. Thanks again, Emma. And join us next month on West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle.